A short story written by Linda Neelands, narrated by Jonathan Welsh. Chapter 5. Lewis the Leaf. Once upon a time there was a leaf called Lewis. He was called Lewis because that was the way he felt. Very, very Lewis. As if he might drop off the tree at any minute. All his friends had dropped off. They had been swept up by the gardener and burnt on a huge bonfire. Lewis was the very last leaf left on the tree, which meant he wasn't just feeling loose, he was feeling lonely too.
"Oh, how I miss my friends," he sighed. "How I wish I had someone to talk to."
He tried talking to the twigs, but it wasn't much use.
"Be quiet, you silly leaf," they said. "We're making plans for next spring. We're too busy to talk to you."
So he tried talking to the branches, but that wasn't much use either.
"Don't interrupt, Lewis," they said. "We're deciding how many twigs we can support next year."
He even tried talking to the old trunk.
"Have you any idea how hard I must work getting minerals out of the soil?"
The trunk groaned.
"All I want in autumn is a bit of peace and quiet."
Nobody had any time for Lewis. Sadly, he hung there with nothing to do and no one to talk to. And then it happened. A breath, an unmistakable murmur.
"Why not talk to me?" said a voice.
It was the wind.
But I can't talk to you,"
Lewis quivered from point to stem.
"A leaf can't talk to the mighty wind."
"Why not?"
said the wind.
Because I'm not clever enough. I wouldn't know what to say."
"Who says you aren't clever?" swooshed the wind. "Listen to me, Lewis. You know more than you think."
And with these words the wind departed as unmistakably as it had appeared. Even though the conversation had only lasted a few seconds, Lewis felt a lot more cheerful. In fact, he felt so cheerful he started to hum.
"I know more than I think, dee-dum. I know more than I think, dee-dum."
"Be quiet, you silly leaf,"
cried all the twigs and branches.
"I'm sorry, dee-dum, I can't help it, dee-dum. I'm so happy."
"Happiness is no excuse for noise,"
said the old trunk sleepily.
"Especially when you've nothing to be happy about."
"Oh, but I have. I've just discovered something. I know more than I think."
"You've discovered nothing of the sort,"
snorted the old trunk.
"A twig knows something because it knows how to grow leaves. Can you grow leaves?"
"No,"
said Lewis.
"A branch knows something because it knows how to support twigs. Can you support twigs?"
"No,"
said Lewis.
"A trunk knows something because it knows how to draw minerals out of the soil. Can you draw minerals out of the soil?"
"No,"
said Lewis.
"Well, there you are then,"
pronounced the trunk.
"You see, Lewis, you're stupid. You know nothing at all." "Hear, hear,"
cried the twigs and branches.
But the wind told me,"
stammered Lewis. At the mention of the wind's name, the trunk lost its temper.
"How dare you? How dare you say such a thing? The wind is a mighty powerful force, feared and revered by countless trees in innumerable gardens all over the land. It shakes the earth and moves the heavens, but it does not speak. No,